Hello, and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast. Well, my friends, it has been a time. I am now testing negative and mostly feeling better, although there is quite a lot of sleeping to be done still, apparently. Hi, my name is Emily Rainbow Davis. You're listening to the Songs for the Struggling Artist. Thank you so much for joining this. If you missed why I did a rebroadcast last week, it was because COVID came to get me for the first time. Wee, good times. It was not a good time, I have to say. But here we are, returned. And if you're joining me for the first time, welcome. What a weird time to join me. I'm so happy to have you. What happens here is I say some things and then I'll read to you a blog and then I'll sing you a song. And that's the whole thing. So this has been a weird week because I was A, COVID, B, trying to get a show up on Sunday. Guess what? I didn't realize the Oscars were the same date as my show. And previously, I had not realized the Super Bowl was the same day as my show. I really somehow need to be better at like checking television schedules. Is that what I need to do? Anyway, whoops. Had no idea until I got home. Maybe a lot of people didn't feel like coming out to see a show because they were watching the Oscars. La-di-da. Anyway, thank you for being here with me in this blogcast. Today's blog is about my experience of casting the show I was just doing last night. An experience that I had while casting. So let me read it to you. It is called An Indie Theater Person Visits Some Casting Sites. In the past few years when I've made theater or audio drama, I've mostly drawn on people who were already in my circle, or in the circle of my circle. This is generally my preferred way of doing things, as it allows me to avoid the more businessy side of the business. I know it's show business, but for me, it's art. But this time, neither my circle nor my circle's circles were big enough to do the job of casting my show. I had to engage with some casting websites. The last time I went to a casting website was 2018, and they've changed a lot in the intervening years. They've also changed a lot since I started my company. In the first few years, back in the early 2000s, we would post a listing in Backstage, and then actors would send us headshots and resumes in the mail. We'd sort through them, make stacks, and literally call them in on the telephone. Back around 2018, we'd post a listing on Actors Access or Backstage, and we'd get digital submissions from actors. Actually, back in 2018, I didn't even post a listing. I just searched for actors and messaged them if I thought they'd be a good match. It was a little like a dating site, but with a project instead of a person. Writing a job listing would be like writing a personals ad. Sometimes finding people for your art is personal. In attempting to post a listing this time, I found the systems to be much more codified. Posting a listing required things to be expressed in certain formats and structures that had very little to do with my show and what I was looking for. I filled out all the forms in the casting call section of Actors Access, clicked all the boxes, and submitted it. The next morning, I got a full page of things I needed to submit in order to have my listing posted. It was such a prohibitively long and onerous list, I just abandoned Actors Access entirely. I went over to Backstage and filled out similar information and checked similar boxes. When I finally got through all the e-forms, I discovered I would have to submit to a background check in order to post my listing. I have had many background checks in the past due to my work in education, but I'm a pretty big believer in privacy, so I was not keen to provide all my personal information to a corporation. But I was worn out from filling out the same onerous info twice over already, and I needed some actors, so I sucked it up and gave my permission for the background check. I passed, by the way, in case you were worried. I say all this to say what a giant pain in the ass it was just to post a job on these sites. And I got significantly fewer submissions from actors than we did back in the day when it was a lot more of a hassle to mail them. We think all this technology will make things easier and better, but I am not so sure. I know actors get frustrated by how hard it is to break into circles that are already established. I've heard many actors say, "How is someone without connections supposed to get any? Why don't more producers post open calls and opportunities to submit?" And this digital funneling of casting sites is the answer. It is a pain in the ass to do it, and now, not only is it a pain in the ass, it's invasive and bossy. If I can avoid these things, I will, no question, now more than ever. On a friend's Facebook post, someone suggested that actors use their Actors Access page as their website. And I told this tale of giving up on using that site due to its onerous barriers. I was just trying to say that hiding your calling cards behind a thorny barrier might not be a great idea for getting work. An actor responded that all actors appreciated the background checks of producers to save them from scams and predators. Sure. Okay, I'll address the scams and predators in a moment, but I'm an actor too, and I actually do not appreciate background checks in this context. I'd rather be in a place where everyone feels welcome, where producers post their gigs freely and easily, and everyone can find each other as simply as possible. As an actor, I want anyone who is trying to hire me to be able to do that with as little in the way as possible. I want the same for actors when I am the producer. I know there are creeps out there. There were even creeps 20 plus years ago when we did all this through the mail. That's why a lot of actors had answering services, so if a creep got hold of their headshot or resume, they couldn't just call you up at your house. A background check is not actually a useful guardrail against creeps, scams, and predators. In order to flag up a background check, you'd need to be a convicted creep, scammer, or predator, and I'm sorry to tell you that the percentage of those who actually get convicted is negligibly small. A background check is really a protection of the corporation against getting sued. I want actors to feel safe, of course, but I think background checks may be providing a false sense of security. And it is not in an actor's best interest for the people who want to hire them to have to jump through so many fiery hoops. Inevitably, there will be fewer opportunities to submit to when that happens. And it will privilege the producers who are less likely to hire the new arrivals and the young. The producers in the system have a system. They probably have an assistant or several to navigate this website. It is indie producers who will disappear, who will just turn to their own circles. And I don't think that is good for the field as a whole. And ultimately, will a background check keep you safe from the next Harvey Weinstein? The current Weinstein, sure, he's got a record, but the next one? The next Harvey Weinstein already has a gold star next to his name in the listing. He's a golden boy. He'll pass a background check with flying colors and then go on to assault everyone in sight. Scott Rudin has never been arrested. Would probably ace a background check, but the reasons to not work for him are legion. But people would still line up to do it. I know most actors would rather hear from the next Harvey Weinstein with his gold star jobs than me, this little indie off-off operation. They don't mind if people like me don't get on those platforms anymore. But I do think it's worth thinking about what those sorts of decisions, disappearances, and steps back do to the field as a whole in the long run. I learned from an indie voiceover casting site that Backstage, along with several other casting sites, is owned by a Swedish private equity firm called EQT Partners. Let me tell you who I really don't think has actors' best interests at heart. It's a global private equity firm in Sweden. That's who really doesn't care about theater in New York City. And we're just letting it roll, never batting an eye. I really don't know what I'll do the next time I'm trying to cast something because, those sites are not built for indie producers, let me tell you. I mean, I guess we've all been talking about having our own kind of indie producing casting site for years. And maybe somebody will be inspired and make one of those because, oh my goodness, it's just like, it's like so corporate. It's so corporate, these things. Anyway, and I worry about this like inclination of like just accepting or expecting that a corporation is going to like look out for you, like is going to watch out for you. It's not. I think it's probably generational. Like we were primed to look for trouble everywhere possible. Like I feel like actors, when I was coming up, we were all like scanning like backstage, like, that guy sounds sketch, fishy, ridiculous. No. Okay. This one I'll send to. I feel like people are not quite as skeptical these days. And I worry about that. Because a background check isn't going to catch it, ladies and gentlemen. It will not. I wish it would, but it won't. Anyway, so what song do I have for you? Well, I was trying to think of like, oh, are there songs about casting? No. But then I don't know why somehow Safety Dance came into my head because this is a question of safety, right? Like people think they're being safe in these casting websites by having a hurdle for people to jump through. And it's, you know, sure, you keep people out who can't pass a background check, but that's not very many people. So I thought, oh, it's a dance, right? It's like those early days with Backstage where you're like, this one, yes, this one, absolutely not. That is clearly some creepy dude. And you just don't submit to that one. And so it's a dance. So I have learned Safety Dance, the Safety Dance, I have learned it is called, by Men Without Hats. I don't have much to say about it. What a silly song. It is delightful. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this blog, please tell someone about it, this blogcast, this podcast, blogcast situation. Please tell somebody. If you would like to support it with your dollars, that's amazing. Patreon.com/EmilyRDavis is the top spot, but there's also Ko-fi, there's PayPal. You could join my Substack as a paid subscriber. If you have another way you like to support artists, let me know about it. I will join. And mostly, you know, thanks for listening, everybody. You can like, review, subscribe in whatever podcast app you're in. I think those things make a difference. They really do, especially in Apple. Unfortunately, they are still dominating. So if you're an Apple, especially, give us those 5 stars. Us. I'm talking about me. Anyway, so let me play for you the Safety Dance. And that's it. Safety Dance.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to. A place they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. Don't say. Young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed. And I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance. We can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance. We can dance. We're doing it pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance.
Everybody look at your hands.
We can dance, we can dance.
Everybody's taking the chance.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. 'Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can dance. We can dance.
Everything's out of control.
We can dance. We can dance.
We're doing it pole to pole.
We can dance. We can dance.
Everybody look at your hands.
We can dance. We can dance.
Everybody's taking the chance.
It's a safety dance.
Well, it's safe to dance.
Dance if you want to dance.
You can leave your friends behind.
Well, it's safe to dance.
If your friends don't dance, no friends of mine.
It's a safe to dance.
Dance if you want to.
Thank you.